Let's hear it for the losers. You don't hear about them much, do you? You hear plenty about the winners, about how great it feels to win, that moment that will last forever, the camaraderie of being part of success. But what about the losers? Not the ones who came last place, the ones who finished second, runner-up, second best. The ones who were the better player but didn't get to climb to the top of the podium that day. Lift that trophy. Feel that confetti and know it was for them. The ones who were supposed to win. The ones who now never will win. The ones who had their chances. And the ones who still might get some more. Because just as we can't know what it feels like to be the victor, the champion, the one that wins it all, can we truly know how it feels to be the loser? To be so close to everything you've worked so hard for, everything you dreamed of, played for, built and maintained relationships for, only to come up short, be left wanting, be the last one disappointed in a long line of everyone but the champ. Going home to tell your family you didn't make it this time. Listening with a dead stare and a cold expression as they try to console you, tell you that you'll get them next time, that you were just unlucky and had a great run, and really you should be proud of yourself. But you just feel sick to your stomach, like you want to disappear, like it will never happen for you, because today it can't. In fact, you can never get this day back. There might be other chances to win championships, and maybe you will, but not this one. This eternal wound that will forever be open every time you feel the twinge of that painful memory. And then you're right back here again, living it, feeling it, defeat. Magic Johnson said when he lost, he locked himself away in his house for the whole summer on his own. When Kobe Bryant lost in the finals, he forced himself to congratulate the opposing team, to hear the music they celebrated to take in every sight and sound and emotion, to convert it into fuel to change the future. Even as he feared he never would. We can imagine, or think we can, what it might feel like to be the one who feels the confetti fall onto his smiling face, instead of one etched with despair. To feel it stick to tears of joy, rather than those of regret. Celebrate the winner. History will, and his immortality is assured. But what about the loser? His moment will last forever too, at least for him.